American Airlines and U.S. Airways have started selling tickets for the other airlines' flights. It only applies to certain routes, including hub and international flights and some of their East Coast shuttles. They've also started allowing frequent flyers to earn partial miles when they fly on the other carrier.
Next month, the two airlines will both be located in Sky Harbor's Terminal 4, and in March, U.S. Airways will join One World, a coalition of international carriers which Americans are already a part of. KJZZ's Nick Blumberg looks at the continued challenge of pulling off the merger and who the airlines need to keep happy.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Creating the world's largest airline is a tall order.
There are literally hundreds of thousands of decisions that you have to make.
John McDonald is a spokesman for U.S. Airways and American Airlines.
Throughout all the industry, we've learned from our mistakes. In those areas where we can make change quickly and it's easy to do and we can minimize the disruption, that's what we're doing. But we're also being thoughtful and deliberate about those kinds of things like computer systems and other systems that can really create some difficulty if we don't do them just right.
McDonald says all customers are important, but he acknowledges that business travelers make up a disproportionate share of revenue for airlines. But they often don't get much more than lip service, according to Joe Brancatelli. He edits a website for business travelers and says they value simple perks like extra legroom in economy.
American Airlines has a product called Main Cabin Extra, which is their premium economy product. U.S. Airways has nothing like it. How long is it going to take for Doug Parker and his crew to realize that this is a product business travelers want and need?
And Brancatelli thinks things like possible labor disputes down the road mean the merger won't be as smooth as the airlines have said.
Synergy is one of those words you mark down like a political promise. They talk about it while they campaign. It never happens. So I don't see the combined American-U.S. Airways being any stronger than the two carriers were operating separately.
And they won't just face the challenge of finding the promised billions in synergies. They'll have to make some very specific policy decisions. Spokesman John McDonald told me about one such instance from a past merger.
One of the airlines allowed you as a second piece of luggage to carry antlers from an elk or a moose that you had shot at no extra charge, and the other airline charged that as an oversized piece of luggage. So you have to figure out how that works.
All right, well, I have to ask, does the new American have an antler policy yet?
Not yet.
All right. Nick Blumberg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.